This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman has announced his resignation in response to a ceasefire with the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Lieberman is among those in the Israeli government and elsewhere who criticized the Egyptian-mediated truce, preferring instead that Israeli forces more forcefully respond to the militants in Gaza. He said Wednesday the deal was a capitulation to terror. A short time earlier, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended his decision to halt the fighting and bring an end to several days of violence deadly to both sides. The United States has designated the son of the leader of Lebanon-based Hezbollah a terrorist and accused him of carrying out attacks against Israel in the West Bank. Washington also has blacklisted the Al-Mujahideen Brigades, or AMB, which claims it has links to Iran. Nathan Sales is a U.S. ambassador at large and coordinates U.S. counterterrorism operations.
The actions we're announcing today are one more step in our campaign to build the toughest sanctions regime ever imposed on Iran. More sanctions are coming, and they will continue until Iran and its proxies change their behavior.
The U.S. is also offering up to $5 million each for information leading to the locations of a number of Hezbollah and Hamas leaders. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is visiting Texas today to inspect thousands of troops President Trump ordered there to protect the border with Mexico. Meanwhile, thousands of Central American migrants in search of asylum are still on the move through Mexico in a caravan headed toward the U.S. frontier, a march President Trump referred to as an invasion when he campaigned for the midterm elections, when his party lost its hold on the House of Representatives. Mattis has told reporters he is briefed on the border situation every day. Mr. Trump has signed an order that effectively suspends the granting of asylum to anyone who crosses the southern border illegally. This is VOA News. Massive vote counts are continuing in the southern state of Florida, where the races for the U.S. Senate and governor are yet to be decided, though the Republican candidates in each of those contests in the lead. A U.S. election recount success is rare. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence took a hard line today with the de facto leader of Myanmar, telling Aung San Suu Kyi that the tragedy of the Muslim Rohingya exodus to Bangladesh has touched the hearts of Americans. And he said there is no excuse for the security crackdown that forced the Rohingya to flee Myanmar. The UN has likened the crackdown to ethnic cleansing. Pence was speaking at the ASEAN conference in Singapore.
This is a tragedy that has touched the hearts of millions of Americans. The violence and persecution by military and vigilantes that resulted in driving 700,000 Rohingya to Bangladesh is without excuse. The arrest and jailing of two journalists last fall was deeply troubling to millions of Americans, and I look forward to speaking with you about the premium that we place on a free and independent press.
Hundreds of thousands of Rohingya remain in Bangladesh, most apparently afraid to return to Myanmar. Nearly 50 people are dead in a series of ferocious wildfires across parts of southern and northern California. More than 200 people are still unaccounted for in the burned-out areas. Howard Taylor is one of those who managed to escape the flames that all but destroyed the Northern California town of Paradise.
We didn't have 10 minutes to get out of there. We really had to go. It was already inflamed downtown. It was already, all the local restaurants and stuff were already engulfed in flames. You know, power poles were falling over the street.
The most destructive blaze, the campfire, has so far claimed 48 lives. It is reported to be 35% contained. There is a major guessing game going on in Washington as President Trump looks to make possibly sweeping personnel changes in the wake of the midterm elections. We get a report from the AP's Saigar Magani at the White House.
President Trump's considering high-level changes here after the midterms as he gears up for the effects of a divided Congress, including Democratic oversight requests. Two people with knowledge say he's soured on both Chief of Staff John Kelly and his protege, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, who was thought to be on her way out as soon as this week. But she's likely to stay longer because she has no obvious successor. Kelly's departure has long been rumored. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and Interior Chief Ryan Zinke are also being discussed for replacement. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And finally, the United States and China are once again talking trade. Gene Randall, VOA News.